I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues. Me, Jet Lacy. I'm going right to him because he's another good friend of mine that I consider one of my favorite musicians, Jordan Page. Are you there with me, brother?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Jet?
Absolutely. I'm so good to talk to you, man. It looks like your career is blowing up around here. You know.
Well, that's good news.
So tell me what is going on with you, and you know, you're traveling all over doing these gigs, and you know, you're getting your name out there, and I notice that you're having a lot more listeners, and you're making an effect in people's lives, aren't you?
That's the plan, Jet. I tell you, like, you want to know what's going on? I don't think we have enough time for me to tell you everything that's going on, but I'll give you the highlight reel. Right now, I'm at Pork Fest up in New Hampshire in Lancaster. And just kind of hanging out up here with in this beautiful mountain region with all these you know, hippie protester activist troublemakers like Ernest Hancock.
Is Brian with
you? What's that?
Is Brian with you?
Brian's not with me now. He's back in California, but he's going to be hanging out with me on my next tour. Well, I'm playing tonight at Pork Fest around 9 o'clock. Gonna you know, validate some things for people that are here, you know, protesting this or that, and I'm going to just rock out. When I get back, I'm starting to record my new album, Liberty, which hopefully will be out by September, and that's going to be, you know, 15, 16 tracks that are, you know, very liberty conscious, socially conscious, and just anti-establishment all the way. I'm trying to take this message to the mainstream. So we're working on getting the record really, really released in a big way. I'm going to be doing a big event for Campaign for Liberty in Virginia on September 17th and 18th with Dr. Paul and Judge Napolitano.
Wow!
And I got a lot of good stuff coming on, coming up around the bend. So I'm a very busy guy.
I saw a great picture of you on Facebook from Michael Maresco, the Ron Paul writer. He was playing a ukulele, and you were playing your guitar. And I just thought it was a really nice picture of two people I consider really good friends.
Oh, absolutely, buddy. Yeah, Mike and I were in D.C. together back in February during CPAC. And Chris Rye, who directed the film For Liberty, was there as well. And we decided to do a music video for my song Liberty, and so Chris filmed the video, and I wanted Mike to be in it with me because I love Mike and respect Mike, and Mike had his ukulele there, so we walked around D.C. you know, just kind of singing and jamming and having Chris walk around with his video camera.
I love that video, and I will put it up on the listing for today's show on freedomswithansphoenix.com for the Declare Your Independence. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I will put that up there so people, great, the listeners out there, want to check it out. I thought it was
awesome,
a beautiful
man.
Video.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you know, I wrote that song for Ron Paul and just the whole, you know, I'm a long, long way from my home, but I'm gonna change the things I find strange because I know I'm not alone. And, I mean, that song was inspired by him, and we wanted to do a video for it. I actually got to play that song for Dr. Paul a few months ago at Ohio State University.
Wow.
When I did the live taping of Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano.
That's awesome. So, hey, Jordan, we're going to commercial. It was awesome talking to you. And
yeah, good to hear your voice, buddy.
Good to you, you too, brother. We'll see you in a minute.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, if you're hoping for Ernest Hancock, you are sorely disappointed at this hour. This is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, but this is The Revolution Continues with Jet Lacy. It's coming to you every Friday to give Ernest a day off from 5 hours of radio a day. I guess I told the listeners out there a lie. I told you we were doing it loose and fast, but I got Jordan Page back on with me. Welcome back, Jordan. I thought we were done. Ernie's feeding me guests, and but I'm always glad to talk to you a little bit more.
Oh, me too, Jet. How you been, buddy?
I've been really good. How's the wife and the kids?
They're doing good. They're enjoying the beautiful scenery up here in New Hampshire at Pork Fest. They're all here with me. And just teaching them a thing or two about liberty loving hippie protester activists.
You know, and I hear people saying this, and it really is. You know, of course, the hippie movement, the original one, did get soiled at the end, and it did change. But it did originally start out with the idea of freedom. And my wife was actually calling me a big hippie the other day, and she knows that I make fun of hippies. Because I'm from that neck of the woods, like in Burlington, Vermont, was very close to where I'm from, and that's a hippie-infested town. But hippies, to me nowadays, the neo-hippies are just people that don't want to bathe, you know, and not have a job, you know. But we're having a real rise of a very similar hippie movement, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think it's a very counterculture type of situation that you're describing, and. I think there's probably some truth in what you're saying, but I think also there's a lot of people out there that are just reacting to the status quo of our social structure and our culture in general. You know, like our culture in general it defines who we're supposed to be to fit into these narrow parameters of what it means to be normal or what it means to be. You know, on the level, but you know, a lot of people out here have just kind of just as many people have snapped out of the hypnosis that you know, big government is good and that we need the government to do everything for us. A lot of people have also snapped out of the social restrictions that have been placed on them for years and years and years and for generations. So I mean, you know, as long as it's like Ernie says, as long as they ain't bothering me. You know, it's all good, and you know, freedom for all to do what people want to do, live how they want to live. You know, I'm all for it, man.
Right. I mean, you know, and what I like about the fact that you have a way with music that's a true gift. That you know, just like the line from V from Vendetta, you can't have a revolution without dancing, and you can't have dancing without music. And so it's the very cornerstone of a revolution. It's how people, it's a universal language that we all have come to understand.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Jet. I mean, that's it. You know, like every generation has had its music and that's defined its culture and defined the times. And I happen to be, you know, alive and making music in a very special time in American history, in world history, really. And you know, I'm writing the songs that I care about. These things that I'm writing about and singing about are my concerns, and they just so happen to be other people's concerns too. And I've had a lot of success, you know, with that, just because there is such a huge movement of people who are searching for ways to express what they want to say and what they're feeling. And you know, I mean, I'm very blessed to have that opportunity, you know, to validate them. And what they think and feel. I mean, I get a lot of fan mail, and you know, the fan mail does for me what the music does for the fans, because it validates me and helps me to keep going and inspires me to keep fighting.
Right. Anytime you have an interaction with others, it's going to inherently change you. So you started out basically as mostly a rock musician, right? Playing your guitar,
and then exactly. I was just playing secular music, you know, just rock and roll, you know, relationships, this or that, just nondescript in my opinion. I mean, I did write some songs that had like some spiritual undertones and that had some, you know, moral lessons to be learned. I mean, I wasn't just completely just, you know, crap music, but I wasn't writing the songs that I wanted to write. And now that I'm really following my heart and my head, and I'm having more success with that than ever. So that tells me I'm on the right track.
Right.
And so I'm really excited about my new album because it's just a 100% liberty oriented album, and I think it's really going to uplift people. It's going to wake a lot of people up. It's going to piss a lot of people off, and that's all fine with me.
Right. I mean, you know, there's people that say, you know, if you're not pissing somebody off, you're not doing it right. And the thing is, and that's so true, because there's so many people that want to follow the status quo and that really have a hard time getting outside, looking from, you know, the situation from one step back. And that's what I think that we really need. And music helps us do that, to see, you know, things from a little bit of a different perspective, you know, outside of just plain words.
And absolutely. Well, it puts it in an emotional context, and it strikes at people's hearts. And it's like, I always say, music's like water, and you know, it gets into everything. And if music can, and if water can get inside a huge rock and break it apart, then music can get inside a hardened soul or a closed off soul, a closed off mind, and soften it and break it down to where it can. It can open up to the truth. And I mean, what is truth? I think everybody has a way of looking at the truth. Everybody, there may be an all pervasive truth that
we don't know what it is. That's what it is.
None of us know for sure what it is, but we all have our own way of guessing. And I'm just trying to put it out there the way I see it, and it makes sense to some people, and that's great.
Hey, you know, I say this every once in a while on the show when the word truth comes up. If you want a real mind bender, go to the Wikipedia page on truth. It's probably the biggest page they have. You know, there's like all these different kinds of truths. I mean, that page is astronomically big, and all these different kinds of truth. And truth is really what you make it, I guess. You know, it's such a unique word that means so many different things, but it really does come down to individual. And
that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the individual. You know, we're talking about, you know, personal choices, personal individual liberties, and every person needs to have that right to pursue that on their own in the way that they see fit. Mm. And I don't want anyone telling me how to do it, and I don't want to tell anybody else how to do it. You know, you can suggest all you want, but you can't initiate force to push your version of the truth on anyone else.
Right. And so, I got to tell you, you know, throughout a few conversations we've had, I don't know if I ever told you this, but music to me is one of the very core ways in which I believe in a higher power or a creator, because the love of music that is pervasive across all every single culture there is has nothing to do with the continuation of the species itself. It doesn't serve any purpose as far as, you know, perpetuating the species. It doesn't help us, you know, either get food or get, you know, shelter or, you know, find love or whatever, but it's something that we all need. And so I just think that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, I agree with you, Jet. And as a musician, I understand like the very real power that you can wield when you tap into that sort of muse. I mean, I've had you know, experiences on stage with bands or just by myself with just an amazing crowd where there's a very, very real exchange of energy and it's a spiritual exchange, like a communion, really. And you know, I call it getting into the zone. When you're in the zone, you really feel something happen. You feel a presence. And you're inside yourself, and sometimes I feel like I'm about to float right off the daggone ground, you know? I mean,
I had a similar experience at a, believe it or not, a Johnny Winter concert. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah, I know Johnny Winter, sure.
You know, I just had this really spiritual moment, and it changed me forever. It was really weird. It was almost like that moment in the Blues Brothers where Jake is, you know, sees the light.
Can you see the light?
Yeah.
Can you see the light?
Yes.
Brown.
I really had a similar experience, and, you know, it was, I love Johnny Winter. He's one of my favorite guitarists, and it just was, the moment struck me. I was in the middle of nowhere in a roadhouse bar thing in Vermont, and the music just blew me away, and it fundamentally changed me. So. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that is the power of music, and that's why I feel really blessed to have this this ability to at this time to bring this message through music, because it's subtle and hard hitting at the same time. And so, and a lot of people who don't agree with me still love the songs. So, you know, there's that window in there for them to listen to the songs and hear what we're talking about, and eventually maybe, you know, come over to the light.
In the last seconds we got, how can we get in touch with you real quick?
Get in touch with me on jordanpagemusic.com, as well as myspace.com/jordanpagemusic. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Check it out, jordanpagemusic.com.
Thanks again, brother. See you later.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I saw a president blind to the needs of his people. Saw a camel that passed through the eye of a needle. Saw a group of old men whose money was evil. Saw a cross breaking free from the cage of steeples.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. As the revolution continues, with me, Jet Lacy, we got Ed Vallejo in here filming me. God only knows why, because I hope I don't break your camera there. But that was Jordan Page, and check him out. I tell you what, you will not find a better musician, you know, person, individual. You know, I hope him all the success in the world, because he is a fine, fine person, a fine musician. We have now we have Taryn Lupo, who is from the LCL Report. He writes columns on Freedom's Phoenix. He makes he's got a pretty popular line of jewelry going on. Are you there with me, Taryn?
I sure am.
Hey, man,
thanks,
it's nice talking
invite,
with you.
Jet.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
You know, I've been looking all year to go to Pork Fest, so it's been I'm pretty excited to be here. I kind of got a weird area where I've dropped out of the mainstream system and pretty much live a complete agorist lifestyle. And to do that, unfortunately, you have to have four or five jobs sometimes. So
yeah.
I've got lots of different projects. People know me from different things, and lots of little checks equal one big check eventually. And I think that's kind of a transition people make when they're trying to just get outside the system and they've had enough.
Well, you've done a lot with jewelry, and there's a lot of people in the freedom movement that really like your jewelry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I had a background in silversmithing back in college. I actually minored in it, and I didn't do anything with it because at the time I, you know, like a lot of people, I decided I'd go to college, and if I became a doctor, I'd make a bunch of money, and then you realize, like, when you get in the real world that you hate being a doctor and stuff like that. So I didn't do anything with that jewelry for years, and when I finally decided to go to activism full-time, I made a piece just for myself and kind of posted it on Facebook. And people were like, wow, I've never seen liberty-oriented jewelry. And people just started ordering stuff, and it kind of became a business without me meaning it to. And now it pays for a good chunk of my activism.
And you do a lot with the Free State Project. The ones that I've seen a lot of your porcupine that tends to be really popular, right?
Yeah, correct. The porks, and then, you know, the Gadsden snakes were like my first one I did, the Don't Tread on Me, and then the anarchists, they started wanting stuff, and our anarcho-capitalists, and then it started to become, you know, like, I got a lot of niche marketing that jewelry you've never seen before, because nobody makes or even understands what that stuff is, and so my community really takes care of me and supports me because I make jewelry for them.
Well, how could, if one of the listeners out there wanted to buy some of your jewelry, how could they get in contact with you?
That'd be at the LCL Report, www.lclreport.com. You'll see some of it, but I actually have much more of it on Facebook if you want to add me on Facebook. It will be caught up on LCL Report, but, you know, with Pork Fest is all time-consuming, and I just haven't had time to get it up to date.
So
like
what,
some of my stuff's not on there, but not everything.
Right. What do you typically do at Pork Fest? What does it mean to you, and what are your favorite things to do?
Well, you know what it is I've been in the Liberty Movement a while, and when in my town, Savannah, there's only a couple people that are doing well as far as activism, like really stepping out, and it's kind of a lonely town, in a sense, for activism. So when I get to come to something like the Free State Project, where I think it's going to be estimated around 700 to 800 people will be here today, by the end of the day, you know, that's, you don't have to start at ground zero. Everybody knows what liberty is. And it's really unbelievable to think, kind of like a glimpse of the future of what could really happen and what society could be like if enough people got liberty.
Right.
And it's like a week kind of on a different planet.
You know, and it's like, I guess it's the utopia you guys create for at least a week at a time, the utopia that you seek.
Correct. And it's an experiment to show, yes, life could really be like this if we could get 20,000 people here. And I'm not even a Free State Project. I'm not even here yet. I still live in Savannah, Georgia, but I try my darndest to get up here as much as I can because it's lonely where I live, man. The activism's just not, I'm sure there's plenty of your listeners that can relate that, you know, you start something up and you and two other guys are at a bar trying to go, oh man, maybe we should hand out flyers, you know.
Yeah.
And you come here and there's 300 people, you know, at a fully informed jury thing. It's ridiculous. The activism here is insane, so it's hard to ignore it.
Are you guys planning on doing any street actions? I know it's a really small town, so you guys would really probably, you know, overtake the town. Do you guys have anything planned?
There's not too much planned because it's actually the stuff here is already in motion. I mean, there's an example of an entire agorist alley where there's people openly practicing stuff without licensing. You know, they're cooking food without permits. They're I'm actually still doing chiropractic care without, you know, I'm basically practicing without medicine, you know, breaking the law all the time every time I adjust someone. And that's just the way it is to show what it can be like without the government interfering and getting in your pocket every turn.
Yeah. So that's, I was talking to Rob Gray earlier about silver, you know, and I know you're a silversmith, but he said that he didn't see much actual, you know, real money trading going on. And, well, I guess
that's
surprising. We have to go to break here, but I don't know who's on next, but if you'll hold on the line, we'll figure it out.
I'll hold with you.
Yeah. We'll be right back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Thanks to Drew Phillips on the board. We're having a good time today. And he said he didn't want to talk, and he gave me a frowny face right now, but we'll get him happy here in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9.
Come, masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. We got Taryn Lupo still on the line with us, and we're talking to him about Porkfest. And I really want to know about Wheels Off Liberty, brother. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, if you hadn't heard that train wreck of a show, basically these two rednecks in Oklahoma started a show and took the opposite approach of every other Liberty show out there. What they did is, you know, like when I go to podcasts, they're all so intelligent. They're talking about Austrian economics and, you know, Mises Institute. And that's
making
really
fun
not
of me, man.
The flavor. It is really. Yeah, Jet, your stuff gets a little heavy sometimes. But the they're all so intelligent, and they were like, you know, we're not intelligent guys. Let's take the opposite approach and make it the dumbest show we can, but keep a liberty message in it. And they're very, if you actually listen to it, they're extremely consistent with the liberty message, but they're stupid too. So you'll hear the show, and you'll think it's like a morning zoo show, and but the message in it's really clear, you know, behind it. And it took off. It was a really good show. And these two guys, you know, I kept talking with them and talking with them. And they asked me to come in and be their third wheel. And I had actually co-hosted for a while, for a couple months, to cover one of them that was having some issues. And so I they asked me to stay on. And I got to be the third wheel. And it's funny because I do all these other projects, but everybody is like, hey, you're that Wheels Off Liberty guy. You know, I'm known for this ridiculous podcast that it really doesn't make, like I said, they purposely try to be as dumb as they can. And,
so you guys are kind of like
more popular.
You kind of being like the Larry, the cable guy of Liberty. You know, he's really smart, you know, but he acts dumb.
Yeah, that's it.
And what Jet needs to do.
Did you hear Ernie say that's what Jet needs to do?
Be dumb, yeah.
Be dumb it down. There you go. And so what happened was they got, if you hadn't really figured it out, the skit's kind of, usually the first 10 minutes, some sort of funny skit that has absolutely nothing to do with Liberty. And then the last 20 minutes, we'll talk about Liberty issues, you know, and give our commentary. But those guys, when you really hear them, I thought it was all like an act. I never really hung out with them. And then when we went to Austin for the Libertarian Convention in Missouri where we met Ernie, they're really like that. It's not like an act. Like, we went out, and I was like, I don't see how these their wives don't choke them to death. I don't get it. And dude, I don't know if you saw the video where they did that it hit when they asked Wayne Allen Root if he wore assless chaps. And, and it went viral pretty quick. And, he didn't appreciate that. We hope that affected the election. Anyway, but that was a show that a lot of people like, and it gets downloaded a lot. And it's funny to show just what a huge market the Liberty community is missing by not dumbing it down sometimes.
So how could people download that podcast if they wanted? Because I haven't heard it, but I'm really interested.
It's called Wheels Off Liberty. And you just type it in, you can go right to the website, and you can download it. And they're only about, we do about 30 minutes a week. It's a short show, and it is definitely, it will get you fired at work if you listen to it. For sure. Guaranteed to get you fired.
I think that's why Ernie says that's what I should be doing, because, you know, I know how not to swear. But
Ernie's setting you up to try to get fired. That's it.
Yeah.
So that's the situation. If you go download, there's a couple of, you know, I would say download 4 or 5, because the first time you hear it, you might not quite get the humor. And because how do you even describe it, Ernie? It's a train wreck of a show. It really is.
Well, I'm definitely going
to
check it out now.
I don't know how to describe it. It's like, you know, but they're funny as heck, and it's just the kind of show that I anticipated that Jet would do. I've been trying to get him to do his own podcast and to be Jet Lacy Unleashed, and then we'd see just how popular your type of humor is. You know, you're never going to get what you want to do on any kind of network broadcast on, you know, affiliates. So you need to free yourself.
Thanks for your support there, Ernie.
Podcast. Listen to Wheels Off Liberty one time and you'll get it.
Thanks for that vote of confidence there, Ernie. That's just great. You'll never be on a network. No matter what you do, you'll never be on a network. Thanks. I have to disagree with you, buddy, but that's all well and good. That's what the beauty of freedom. We're all free to feel the way we want to. So I look forward to the Wheels Off Liberty. Are you still doing it on a regular basis, or is it just you don't have any scheduled time? It's just whenever you get a show done? Is he still there with me? All righty. Well, I think we lost Taryn and Ernie, or, you know, someone must have, you know, hung up on Ernie. But what's that?
I said he's back.
Oh, we're back. Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess
I'm
we got disconnected.
No, that was totally my fault. We're using a Bluetooth, and I didn't know you can't actually touch it. And I can't keep my finger out of my ear, so that was a problem.
So that's a
Ernie,
you know,
couldn't keep his finger out of my ear.
Yeah. It's another story for another day, brother. But tell me, does it go on very often? Is it, you know what I mean, or is it just every so often? You know,
no, Wheels Off Liberty is a weekly deal. I mean, you can, and sometimes we do 2 a week. And those guys were actually supposed to come to Porkfest, and they would have tore it up. But you know, their woman parts hurt too much, and they had to cancel at the last minute. They both had problems.
Yeah.
So you know, we're going to harass them. I think I'm going to use that for the next year, because I pretty much get a free pass. They harass me constantly and make fun that they. Of my sexuality, and
that you're straight.
Yeah, but they do. Yeah. He hasn't heard the show, but he doesn't realize how much homoerotic humor is in it.
Well, that
pretty
just
bad.
Hey, are you trying to get the RBN listeners to go on there? Some things
it's
are just
lot.
Better
it's
left as a surprise.
I think it's fun to just, you know, if you, it's one of those deals where you always hear about it. If you just make fun of everybody,
yeah,
it takes a lot of the stigma out. So
absolutely.
Some of our hugest listeners is the gay audience, even though, you know, we continually make gay jokes. They think it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's why I like comedians like Lisa Lampanelli and stuff like that. If you just make fun of everyone, there is no one that can be offended. So, you know, I'm not above a little bit of midget humor here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock when I fill in. So, you know, it's just the way it goes.
So, well, I'm also, Ernie wants me to mention that I gave him a gift. I'm sending him back with some bumper stickers I designed.
That's awesome.
And actually, it's my form of activism. I try to get the mindset to change that, you know, everybody bitches about what a horrible government it is, but then they continue to pay their taxes and fund it. And so a lot of people here are outright, you know, tax abolitionists. They just want to get rid of taxes altogether. And these bumper stickers are on a red background, and they say paying taxes. And the idea of them, of course, is to put them on stop signs. That's it. Just the simple message, stop paying taxes every time you drive by, every day. And eventually people will drive by those things and go, yeah, you know, screw that. I'm not paying taxes anymore.
That's brilliant.
It's one of those things that eats at you every single day. Like, you know, I know six or seven guys that don't pay taxes. Why the hell am I still paying taxes? You know, one of those questions that eat at you.
Right, and that just goes to show you the tyranny, you know. And if you've looked, you know, if you read any, watched any of these movies, you know, like Freedom to Fascism, it's the income tax has never been properly ratified. But that doesn't mean they're not going to come kicking down your door. They just don't care.
Yeah. And that's what the realization is. It's weird how you can watch somebody go through like a liberty transformation after they've been in for a long time. Like they'll come in as they're just disgusted with some sort of party, either the Republican or Democrat. And they kind of find, like, the libertarian message. And then later on, they realize, you know, man, using the political system's, like, drilling a hole in the head sometimes. Maybe I should just give up on the national and go to the state. And then you go, well, we made a little progress in the state. Maybe I should just go county. Well, maybe we can get a dog catcher in. You know, maybe we can get a libertarian. And then you finally get to the point where you're like, you know, why am I trying so hard to follow a bunch of people's rules that I don't even know that put them on paper just because they're threatening me? And it gets to a point where you just open that up to yourself and just say, I'm done following this system, and I'm going to live free, and if I get in trouble, I get in trouble.
I mean,
And it takes away a lot of that fear, and it feels great to just throw that weight off your shoulders.
I mean, hey, don't you think there'd be an inherent conflict of interest to have a libertarian dog catcher?
Yeah, I guess it would be. That's a good point.
Hey, man, you're free. I don't know. That popped into my head.
It's funny to watch people transition into that. And some people go from zero to anarchism in a day, like the young dudes that, it's funny, when you don't own anything and you're broke, it's pretty easy to grab to live a moral high life. It's a lot harder when you actually own houses or in the system and, you know, you can only go so far and you have kids and, you know.
And that's one of Ernie's lines. Ernie's lines is what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist about 5 years if you're paying attention. And that's really true. I think that's true.
Ernie, you know, I actually used an Ernie quote the other day, but I don't want to give him a big head.
Too late, man. Jeez. I mean, no, you could put a basket underneath Ernie and tell him some sweet nothings in his ears and, you know, sell some hot air balloon rides. You know, just strap a basket to Ernie, tell him some sweet nothings, and you can, you know, maybe sell some hot air balloon rides, man. I think you guys could, you know, round up some scratch.
Actually, you know, Ernie chickened out. Last night I did like a marketing party, basically, but I was sincere about it because what I do is I make dog tags for people that get arrested for civil disobedience, and they don't pay anything for these. They have little handcuffs on them, and it says they're charged. So, like, you know, if you got a disorderly conduct, you get a silver dog tag that says disorderly with a little handcuff, and you only I will not sell those. You can only get them through being arrested. Now, what I do is at Pork Fest, I had a huge champagne party, a mimosa party, with, like, jazz playing and all this stuff, and we did the Civil Disobedience Awards where you hand these things out, and it kind of reminds people that the idea is, I think that it shouldn't be a social stigma to get arrested, never talk about it, and, you're just a victim of the state. You didn't do anything. Those laws are BS laws. They're victimless laws. And so instead of trying to be embarrassed that you got arrested, they're going to wear a tag every day that says exactly what they're arrested for, to bring it to the front and use it as activism and to remove the stigma. And that's kind of my part of giving back to the community. And we had this big party, and I invited Ernie, and of course he was too busy to come. So tonight we're going to hang out. I don't care what he says. I'm going to come over here.
Yeah, tonight's, I mean, what's going on tonight you guys are going to be up to? What's the special things are tonight that you're looking forward to?
You know, Porch Fest has changed a lot. There's so many activities now since it's gotten big. It's like a cruise ship where there's too many things to do. Something's going, two or three things are going on every hour. Like, I was just in Mark Stevens' class, and then I jumped out of it just to come over here. And then I'm about to go to Buzz's big gay dance party, some gay dance party tea afternoon, which is open to everybody. And I think that's just a shout-out that, you know, they want to try to accept everybody into the movement. And, you know, if you're a libertarian or a sovereign or individual, you got to be tolerant to everybody's lifestyles, and I think that's cool that...
Is Wayne Allen Root going to be there with his assless chaps?
That's right. Wayne Allen's opening that party with assless chaps. he's going to do his dance. You can see a picture of him.
Very nice, man. That's awesome. And, you know, I think that's the whole thing, that liberty doesn't just stick to one group. It's not like freedom for me and F you. It's freedom for everybody.
Everyone. Yeah, and... Tonight, and there's so many different groups. There's like a gun safety class. You know, there's speakers going on. Stefan Molyneux opened up last night, and tonight is, I think there's a debate on marijuana policy today between people that are working in the system and working out of the system. And there's, you know, just major jams going on at night and dances and live music. And it's just crazy. There's too much to keep up with.
Someone
but, you know,
else?
I was thinking, just about everybody, you know, over at your radio station there, you probably need a dog tag eventually. You need to, if you ever, if you know somebody that got arrested for activism, you know, and they took it to the mat, then let me know. Send me an email and I'll hook them up.
There is numerous people that have been actually in this room now. We're doing the Western Libertarian Alliance. We got Dean Pleasant that did 5.5 years in prison.
He definitely deserves one.
You know, and we got
heard of him.
Powell Gamble's here. You know, he's been pinched a few times. Morpheus is here, did numerous years in prison. So we got a lot of people here that are...
Well, if they're interested, all they have to do is ask. And then what basically it does is go to a committee to see... not a committee, it goes to me to see if I liked the activism or not, if it was something that was actually freedom-oriented or just something stupid, you know?
Yeah, so you're not going to give anybody a dog tag for, like, solicitation or anything like that, right?
No, it all depends on if it was a victimless crime and you were a victim of the state, is what it comes down to. If you're out there, you know, you're refusing to give your ID to a cop, that's heroic, man. Right on. And or if you just... But, you know, if you end up... getting in a fist fight in a bar and want a dog tag, well, you know, though, you initiated violence on someone. I'm not giving you a dog tag for that. You know, depends what the reason is.
Right.
There has to be some sort of liberty activism behind it.
Yeah, so that's great. You know, and how can, other than the LCL report, they can get in touch with you that way and then look
and
up Wheels Off Liberty.
Yeah, right? That's my other project, and I'm big on Facebook. And then I actually, like I said, I got so many projects going on because I also, when you work for yourself like this, you just got to make money any way you can. I also write ebooks, but my next ebook is dropping next week, and it's completely free to the readers, also at LCL Report. And my ebook is about black market. It's basically how to start a black market business from the nuts and bolts behind it for activists. Because there's books written about how to go on, you know, come out of the system and go underground and hide your life. And that's what we're trying to get away from. That was the old model of people just trying to stay invisible and not get pinched.
Yeah.
These days, there's a new form of agorist who are openly saying, screw you, I'm not getting a license. I'm going to do what I want. And if you come for me, I'm going to create such a poop storm of bad media that, you know, you're going to regret touching us. And these activists are openly defying it. And it's really created a lot of freedom for them.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, brother. And we'll
it's been great.
Talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks,
Taryn. Well, that's great. Dan from the board op at RBN said everybody at RBN needs a dog tag, so that's pretty cool. We got a lot of activists over at RBN, so when we come back, we'll talk about it.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There is a war going on for your mind. Media mavens mount surgical strikes from trapper keeper collages and online magazine links.
CoverGirl cutouts throw up pop-up ads infecting victims with silicone shrapnel. Worldwide passenger pigeons deployed paratroopers, now it's raining pornography, lovers take shelter. Post-production debutantes pursue you in NASCAR chariots. They construct ransom letters from biblical passages and bleed mascara into the holy water supplies. There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slaying test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching.
There's Hancock. It's going out to the board op here on RBN. Dan, he's his first time. Well, his second time we're working together, but he's a really good guy, and I appreciate all the good work you did today. We kind of had a wild show. We got one more guest, and it's the man, the myth, the legend, Ernest Hancock. What's going on, dude?
I'm just standing here on the balcony looking at BEA beautiful scenery, and this thing is awesome. Yeah, this is your crowd, I tell you, Jet. And I got to encourage you. I keep pushing you. You need to be unleashed. Get your own podcast. Go stupid. Because you listen to, Wheels Off Liberty, and you'll see what I mean. These guys are creative and funny, and they have a big fan base out here. And, of course, a lot of people listen to our show. But, they're just so open to so many alternative ways of communicating liberty that, they don't even waste time even listening to the network, usually, of certainly the lamestream media, the media so last century, constant parties, constant interaction, I'm looking at a group out there with a whole bunch of hula hoops just doing hula hoop. So I mean, they're just having fun, man.
Was that after the smoke in or something? You know what I mean? You never know what's going on. There's a lot of freedom going on at Pork Fest. But I want to know what Pork Fest means to you, what you're getting out of it, the types of things that are the most important to you.
The one thing that I knew that these people existed, I travel a lot and I get to meet a lot of these people. There'll be, there's hundreds and hundreds of people here, and I've probably met me and probably half of them, and they didn't know each other existed. And it's only when you have an event like this that it's inexpensive. They can bring their family. A lot of kids and stuff are here. They come here and get to experience each other's ideology and their company and so on, and then they are reinforced their dream that they would be able to associate with people that think like they did. And once they actually do it, and they actually come face-to-face with these people, and some people can reinforce others in their careers, their arts, and whatever it is that they're doing and playing music or painting or expressing. And so many did the radio, television, video. Chris Rye is here, that did For Liberty, documentary, the Ron Paul doc. Yeah, he's going to be videotaping our afternoon show and so on. And I'm telling you, these guys, they just didn't know that they really had such large numbers. And they will go from here with confidence to spread it even more. And I know next year will be twice as many, and the year after that will be 10 times as many. I mean, it's just phenomenal what the power comes from them just physically associating with each other.
Yeah, and it's really the sort of the vacation for the freedom movement, isn't it? Like where people just get together and have fun.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And, this really is a war for minds. This really is a war about information. And the more people we can communicate with, the better off we're going to be, right?
That's my vote, man. If I were to vote.
Well, hey, man, thank you so much for feeding me all the guests. I enjoyed it. And I hope you have a great time, Ernie. And we'll listen to you in the afternoon. Have a good one, brother.
Bye.
Wow, what a great show. It was every bit as much, even better than I thought it was going to be. Thanks to Dan and Drew again. Thanks to everybody here doing the Western Libertarian Alliance thing. Thanks to everybody at Pork Fest. I hope you guys are having a good time. I'm jealous more than you'll ever know. Thanks to all the listeners on RBN. And I will see you next week on Declare Your Independence with Nurse Hancock. And the revolution continues. Ernie's taking another week off. You're going to see me and listen to me a few times next week. We're going to have a good time. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Y'all stay up. Be cool.